Lord, may our hearts be touched. May our hearts be challenged. Oh, Lord, that we'd indeed keep that attitude of gratitude each and every day of our life. Lord, you have been good to us, and we are thankful. Help us now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The psalmist said again, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. As we have come this way tonight, I do pray that you came with the very heart desire to thank him and to praise him. The psalmist said in Psalm 105 and verse 1, the Bible said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. So we find here the psalmist said about giving thanks and make known his deeds among the people. You understand tonight when we give thanks publicly that we are doing, as the verse said, making known his deeds unto all people. I want to encourage you, mom and dad, when God answers a prayer for your family, and indeed you set them all down and share with them what you're praying for and how God in mercy has stepped in and helped you out with your need, and be sure to pray together in an attitude of gratitude, of praise unto the Lord. He said, give thanks, make known his deeds among the people. Then over in Psalm 107 and verses 1 and 2, the Bible said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. He said, give thanks because God is good. Hey, I promise you this, God cannot be anything but good, for he is good. Amen. Sometimes we'll say about an individual, man, they're a good man, they're a good woman. Well, I want to say this, the Bible says there's none good, no, not one. So, and the only reason any kind of goodness is ever produced in your life or in my life, it's because God lives on the inside. Because if you write the word good down and take God out of it, G-O-D, oh, you have less than big zero. Amen. And that's what you and I are apart from Christ tonight. Apart from God abiding in our hearts, there is nothing good about me or about you. So we ought to say thank you because he's good. He said too, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. I can ask you a question. Have you been redeemed? Are you saved? Well, then we ought to let it be known. Amen. And we ought to be thankful for salvation. Amen. I believe if everybody, as you is looking at things that you're thankful for, I can back guarantee if you're saved, that's probably the first thing come to your mind, that you're thankful that God reached down in the muck and the mire of sin where you were and rescued you, lifted you out, forgave you of all your sin, changed your life, gave you hope, gave you peace, gave you joy. So the redeemed ought to be sure how to be thankful tonight. Oh, the Bible said over there, also in Psalm 118, he said this, verse 1, oh, give thanks in the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Hey, again, he mentions God is good. Now, if God says something in his word once, we ought to listen, but if he's got saying it over and over again, it must mean we really ought to grab a hold of it. Amen. God's good. But then he went on, because his mercy endureth forever. You understand, it's the mercy of God that you're here tonight. It's the mercy of God that we're not consumed already. Amen. Hey, our nation has had mercy extended to it. That's right. We're guilty of enough sin in America for God to wipe us out like Sodom and Gomorrah, have to judge us as he did Nineveh, as he judged Egypt. Hey, we've done enough in America for God to judge us. But God, who's rich in mercy, has extended mercy out to our nation. Hey, I'm thankful God's hand of judgment is still held back at the moment upon this land of ours. Hey, we ought to thank God for his mercy. Oh, yes. Then we find in Psalm 100 and verse 36, Psalm 136 in verses 1 through 3. Listen to this. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Here's the same word we just read in Psalm 118. But then notice in verse 2 and 3. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 3, oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endure forever. Hey, we're to give thanks to the God of gods. Our God is God by himself. This world has a lot of idol gods. Amen. Some of them are in statues, but others they drive, they live in it, they wear it. Hello, they keep up with it in a bank book. Her online banking. Amen. Hey, there's a lot of stuff that's God's to people tonight. But we serve the God of gods. In other words, he's above that crowd. Amen. Hey, then it said the Lord of lords. Hey, I'm glad we can give him thanks. He is above all. He is better than all. He is greater than all tonight. And then we find on over in Psalm 136, verse 26, that last verse of this psalm. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Hey, I want to say this tonight. God is still on the throne in heaven. Amen. The earth's his footstool. That's right. Friend, this thing that came into being because of him. This thing consists and continues because of him. Hey, friend, he is the God of heaven. He sits on his throne alive and well tonight. God's not weak. He's not grown tired. But God's as almighty as he's always been. So we ought to give thanks to the Lord tonight, that his deeds are known, that he redeemed us, that he's good, that he's merciful. On and on we could go. But here's something that's a little tough on our flesh in the New Testament. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. Listen to this verse. This is a rough verse on our flesh. The Bible said there, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, I want to stress this. It didn't say give thanks for everything. You got to watch your word in there. But it said, in everything, give thanks. You listen to me? In everything, not for everything. Don't get your wording wrong in that verse. But in everything, when it's going on, just thank God anyhow because he's with you. Amen. I admit this, I deserve a whole lot worse than the things that ever gone on in my life. Because I really know me. And you really know you. But God's good to us. God's merciful to us. And in the midst of heartache, of sickness, of problems, we ought to give him thanks. And he said this, that's the will of God. Through the years I've been preaching, 32 years, 25 of that as a pastor. Can I say that a lot of folks said, pray for me, I find the will of God. Well, that's one thing's the will of God. It's plain. It's the will of God that in everything we give thanks. You want to be in the will of God? In everything, give thanks. Amen. Again, that ain't easy on your flesh. It ain't easy on mine. But it is right. Amen. So I'm talking about an attitude of being thankful tonight. Now, I want you to look back in the Old Testament, again to Psalm 92, and then I'm going to go back to the New Testament. I told you I'm going to do a whole lot of reading, just kind of shotgun preaching. But what's on my heart, because I think we ought to have an attitude of gratitude tonight. Psalm 92 and verse 1. What a great verse this is. Psalm 92, 1 says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Well, it's good. Would you agree with that? It is good, amen, that we give thanks. There's a lot of things we know is good and ought to be observed and done. But one thing we have in plain or scripture right there, a good thing is to thank the Lord. Now, I read that verse and I'm about done with all I got, because I read a verse in James 4 now. Now, it's a good thing. You have agreed to that. You nod your head, you said amen. It's a good thing to give thanks. Well, notice James chapter 4 and verse 17. Now, here's another one in verses that's rough on the flesh because of what we just read in Psalm 92, Brother Tim. The Bible said in James 4, 17, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Now, we agreed with God what he said. It's a good thing to give thanks. And we've said amen, nodded our head. Well, guess what? If we don't, we've sinned. Amen. I read it plain to you from the Bible. "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Well, tonight we've gathered in the house of God for the purpose of giving thanks. Amen. Hey, I want to say this for our young people's sake. Thanksgiving Day was never established of the things that go on with it now. That ain't how it started. It was literally set aside to give thanks to the God of heaven. These early documents of our country, the Pilgrims and others, and then Abraham Lincoln's day setting aside a particular Thursday in November, set aside. It was moved during the Second World War to the fourth Thursday of November. And if you read all the documents, it was set aside for prayer and giving of thanks. Matter of fact, the old original documents, we'll even tell you those worship services would be observed that day. That's right. You see now, the liberals, and I don't have much use for them. I don't. Those that want to rewrite our history don't have much use for them. Our forefathers believed there was a God. Even if they didn't know him, they knew there was a God. And they, even those men that were not even redeemed, recognize you ought to bow your head and thank the God of heaven for what you have. Now they want to try to tell you that we wasn't established to be a Christian nation, all these other things. But I want to tell you something. They can lie all they want to. Amen. It's still in the documents. They can burn them, but they were there. They can try to rewrite it. It's still there. Amen. Hey, we ought to be a thankful people. Somebody said, "Well, I don't think all the Constitution, all that's working very well anymore." Boy, and folk are really loving socialism now. Yeah. Don't you fly to a place that that's what they love and that's what they got. Live there. You'll find out they ain't gonna put up you open in your mouth. Our Constitution gives folk a right to peaceably assemble and even speak their heart and their mind. Socialism does not. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? God's blessed you and God's blessed me to be in this land with the freedoms we have at this moment. And I am thankful for them. I'm thankful you didn't have to come here in fear of being locked up for assembling together tonight. For saying that we believe God and we believe this Bible. We've not been locked up. Amen. There's places in this world they are locked up for it. Amen. They're mistreated. They are beaten. They're imprisoned for the cause of Christ. So you and I are blessed. Hey, I'd say it is a good thing for us on this night to give thanks to the God of heaven. Hey, friend, as I mentioned to you, and several have already mentioned it to me, as they were beginning right there down, they said, preacher, this is, I got thinking about this. As you mentioned, writing them five things down. You know what? God's a working in your heart with that. Getting your mind to forget about the want list and the problems we have for a little bit. And just say, I sure want to thank the Lord for helping me in this past year. Amen. God has helped me. God has been there for me. He has answered prayer for me. And I'm thankful for that. I want him to help me have an attitude of gratitude. I don't always. I'm ashamed to say that, but I don't. Sometimes I let my problems overwhelm me, and I fail to thank God that he's with me through my problems. Amen. Hey, tonight as we've gathered here, we could testify and things of that nature, but I think it's more important that those that are able to bow ought to bow. Those that can't, you just sit there in that pew. Amen. Because there's nothing wrong with that. But I think when we're able to do something, we ought to. Amen. And tonight, I think it'd be just right on this Wednesday night service for us to thank the Lord for all that he's done for us in the last year. Amen. You think about folk being saved, folk who joined the church, God's answered prayer. I fought all this week since Friday. Sister Becky Meek, God putting that cancer in remission. What a blessing. That's an answer to prayer. We have prayed and we've mentioned her name over and over again. And God's helped in that situation. Folk have gone through bereavement here in this church family this year. And God has helped them to go these days. And he'll be there the rest of the days. Amen. And I thank God for that. Oh, friend. And for giving us liberty to worship. Amen. And for how that he's met with us over and over again. You know, sometimes we come in here with our hearts ready to worship, but there's been times our hearts weren't ready. Would you at least agree that? If you won't admit it, would you agree to that? Amen. And have you found out that even some of those services where you didn't come with your heart ready, God still got in the thing and got to blessing you in spite of you? He has me. Amen. Be those days that we hadn't read his word like we ought to have, hadn't prayed like we ought to have, hadn't witnessed like we ought to, and still God pour over a blessing in their hearts. Boy, that's a good God. Amen. Oh, friend, tonight, I want to encourage you right now, if you'll, all that can and will, let's gather around the altar. And I want us to go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to sing another song before we leave tonight. But we're going to have an altar of thanksgiving. And if you're able to bow, I'd encourage you to. If you can't, again, God knows that. And maybe you got those things you wrote down to remind you. That'd be good if you got it with you. Wouldn't be a thing wrong with that. And I believe it'll end up spurring some more things on you can be thankful for tonight. Amen. And we want to praise him and we want to thank him tonight for his goodness and mercy to us. Amen. And I just want you to pray from your heart. Pray out loud if you're comfortable praying out loud. I like that myself. That's pretty good. That helps let the deeds be known around you what God's been doing for you. Amen. And so we want to thank him together tonight for his goodness to us. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight in that name which is above every name. In the name of Jesus, we bow before you. We come to your throne tonight, Lord, realizing, God, it's not of our own merit. It's not of religion. It's not by water. It's not by good deeds. It's not by a catechism. It's not by all that we've given up and what we've started. But, Lord, we come to you the way you ordained through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood. And, Father, we want to thank you tonight, Lord. Lord God, for sending your Son. Oh, you said that you so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son. And Father, I want to thank you for giving Jesus for me and for this old world. Lord, our sin debt was great. Our sin was wretched, vile, ungodly. It had separated us from you. God, it was going to drag us into hell. But Lord, you sent Jesus into this world through the womb of a virgin. Lived a sinless life, never sinned, wouldn't sin, couldn't sin, didn't sin. Lord, we praise you for the sinless sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He went to Calvary. I took my sin, took the sin of the world, nailed it to his cross, blotting out the handwriting ordinance against us. Lord God, we deserve to go to hell. But Lord, because of Jesus, we don't have to go. Lord, I thank you for dying in my place, Lord Jesus. Thank you for rising again. Three days and three nights later. Thank you that you ascended back to the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me. I thank you, Lord Jesus. You are my intercessor. I thank you, Holy Ghost, that you've sealed me to the day of redemption. Thank you, Spirit of God, for living in my heart, for guiding me to all truth, for teaching me the Scripture, for enlightening me more and more about the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, Holy Ghost, for correcting me when I do wrong. I thank you for that tonight. Oh, Lord, I pray now as we gathered here. Lord, I know my own heart. I've been ungrateful. Lord, your word said about the last days, being unthankful was one of the words that described the last days. Lord God, we see that. We're guilty, God, and I pray you forgive me. Help me, oh God, always have an attitude of gratitude, for gratitude to produce thankfulness. Oh, Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, that you'd help me. Oh, Lord, to always keep my eyes on you, because you've been all you said you would be and a whole lot more. I thank you for saving my wretched soul. As a boy, you sent the Holy Ghost, dealt with my heart. When I called upon you, you saved me. I want to thank you for calling me to preach tonight. Lord, I don't deserve to handle the precious, inspired, infallible, inerrant word tonight. But God, you called me to, and you allowed me to, and I praise you and I thank you. Lord, I want to thank you for the word of God itself, that it is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Thank you, Lord, that your word is forever settled in heaven. Though men would like to pervert it, men would like to change it. Lord, they can't change your word. It's forever settled in heaven. Thank you for preserving me a Bible in English, this old King James Bible. I thank you for it. I thank you for every word. I thank you that it's a love letter from you to me. I thank you, Lord God, that when I'm seeking your will, that you speak to me by your word. I praise you for that. Lord, only by the Holy Ghost could I do that. For the natural man receiveth not the things of God. He can't. But Lord, because the Holy Ghost lives in our heart, he's the one that reveals to us the truth of the Scripture. And we thank you for it. And we praise you for it. Lord, I want to thank you for my family tonight. Thank you for my wife that, Lord, been faithful and stood with me and traveled all the miles with me. Thank you for my children tonight. God, I praise you for letting me be a daddy. Oh, God, what a great responsibility. But yet, Lord, as I bow before you, I thank you for my family tonight. Thank you for Christian mama and Christian grandparents that helped point me to Jesus. Thank you for that old man of God that preached to me the word of God, lifted up Jesus before me. I thank you for that preacher. Thank you for my pastor that grew under, that preached to me faithfully, rightly dividing the word of truth. I thank you for my pastor. I thank you for our church tonight. Lord, we're grateful to be a part of a local assembly. God, you chose it to be Gateway. And I thank you, Lord God, that you put me in a local assembly. I thank you, Lord God, that we have brothers and sisters that will pray for us. And Lord, we can help bear one another's burden, so fulfill how the law of Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that there are still those that love the word of God. They still love preaching and they come faithful as service after service. God, I thank you for this Wednesday night crowd. Lord, indeed, they are the nucleus that makes up Gateway. And I pray you'd bless them, Lord God. Thank you for their faithfulness of being here. Oh, Lord, thank you for Brother Tim being my assistant. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to work together, how to be co-laborers. Thank you for him leading in the music, in the services, the choir, and the congregation. Thank you for good songs that magnify, glorify, make much of you. Lord, we thank you for it. Thank you for our missionaries tonight that you've allowed us to support. God, we thank you that we have a part in their ministry as they preach the word of God, as they teach the word of God. Lord, I thank you for the missionaries out of the church, God, that we have the privilege to send out, Lord, a part of this local assembly. I pray your choicest blessing be upon them. Some of them on the foreign field tonight and cannot be home out for Thanksgiving Day. But I pray you'd bless them above measure. I pray give them souls for the labor. Oh, God, we pray. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for our deacons tonight. Oh, God, I thank you for these men. I pray, God, you continue your hand to be upon them. I thank you for these preachers, God, that you've called and, Lord, working out of the church here. I thank you that they've been faithful in preaching what thus saith the Lord. They've not preached their opinion. They preached the Bible. And I thank you for that. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, Lord, for the fact that you answered prayer. God, you've answered many a prayer this year. God, we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you again for how you touch Sister Becky and me. And I thank you for what you're going to do in others' lives that we've been praying for. Thank you, Lord God, again, that we can lift our voice and our heart to you. I thank you again for letting us assemble together. God, it's of your mercy that we're not consumed. It's because you're good that we're still here. Oh, God, we praise you. We thank you. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you that your words promised us and you told us you're coming again. I thank you in advance for the fact that you're coming again. I thank you, Lord, tonight for every Sunday school teacher here at Gateway that prays and studies, how pours out their heart, how to a congregation in a Sunday school class. Oh, God, thank you for them. Thank you for the Master's Club, for the privilege to be able to reach some young people. God, that would have never heard. They don't have nobody in their family. Had to pray for them, had to teach them the Bible. But God, you've allowed us, God, to bring them in on a bus. Lord, you've allowed us, had to give them the Word of God. We thank you for that open door. We thank you for the privilege to serve you. Thank you, Lord, for teenagers that want to serve you and walk with you. Thank you for moms and dads and grandparents out of this church that walk with you. Thank you, Lord God, for the old time shouters, God, that you put in our church. I thank you there's still a crowd that's not ashamed and not afraid how to praise you publicly. I thank you for that. I pray, Lord, now as we leave this place in a few minutes, Lord God, each and every day we'd keep the attitude of gratitude. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. Help us, dear Lord, tonight. And all you do, we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name.